guys, and welcome to episode 2 of Fazbee and Jazz. I'm Jazz.
And I'm Fazbee.
So, on today's podcast, we will be talking about 3 reasons why prickly heat powders aren't good for you.
A little about the Cassini satellite, which has just made its first dive into the glorious rings of Saturn.
And to end it all, we have an exclusive interview with the great actor who's acted in Hollywood as well as Bollywood films, Mr. Kabir Bedi. Let's dive right in.
Here we go.
So, Rushabh, we are currently in Mumbai and it is summertime.
Both garmi hai, both garmi.
Now, Mumbai and summertime are basically Mumbai plus summertime equals. Exactly! That's what I was talking about. But, you know what, guys? Prickly heat powders aren't that good for you.
Why?
Listen, there is. I have reasons.
Badane.
I have basis to my argument, bro.
Bas, bas. I have to hear this one.
So, let's consider. ठीक है?
बताए.
Abhi.
Let's do this.
My first reason.
हाँ हाँ.
To say.
हाँ हाँ.
That.
Oh ho ho.
Prickly heat powders are not good for you.
हाँ हाँ.
Because it's white.
Racist man. क्या? चमार क्या है? Racist है तू. हट.
Try and understand. Okay. I'm explaining it to you. Sugar is white.
हाँ.
Salt is white. Sugar से diabetes होता है.
होता है.
Salt से dehydration होता है.
होता है.
हाँ. नेताज आर वाइट नेताओं से दिमाग खराब होता है सेम वे वो वाइट है समझ रहे हैं ना तो सफेदी मतलब बर्बादी ओके
ओके
ना सी आई अंडरस्टैंड यू माइट नॉट यू नो अंडरस्टैंड दैट रीजन आई गिव यू अनदर रीजन
ओके मैन
इट्स एडिक्टिव ब्रो
कैसे
ओके
खाता है क्या तू
Not see now. Try and understand. Not that I've tried any of this stuff, but cocaine is addictive. Cocaine is white.
Maybe
it is addictive.
Right.
You take cocaine.
Right.
Influence.
बहुत.
Influence थोड़ी देर बाद चला जाता है. हाँ.
फिर वापस
लेना पड़ता है. ऐसा snort करना पड़ता है. डर्मिकुल में क्या होता है? Starting में लगाया.
ठंडी.
Influence.
ठंडी.
ठंडी. ठंडी हुई.
ठंडी हुई.
उसके बाद चला जाता है.
हाँ.
लगाना पड़ता है वापस
लगा
है कि नहीं
क्या बात है
सी
ओहो
एडिक्टिव हुआ ना
बहुत एडिक्टिव
नाउ जस्ट इन केस इन केस एनी ऑफ दोस रीजंस वोंट रेजोनेंट विद यू
राइट
आई हैव द थर्ड रीजन
ओके
प्रिकली हीट पाउडर्स में स्टार्च होता है
स्टार्च होता है
स्टार्च क्या होता है स्टार्च किसमें मिलता है
आलू आलू फिर कांदा नहीं नहीं कांदा
कांदे में स्टार्च आटे में स्टार्च होता
आटे, है आटे हाँ मैदा आटा चावल
ये सब क्या हो गया अन्न हो गया
अन्न
अन्न में स्टार्च
अन्न में स्टार्च हाँ
तो अन्न को वेस्ट कर रहे हो तुम शरीर पे लगाते हो आटे को शरीर पे लगाते तू
तेरा मुंह रोटी जैसा तो आया था
यू रिमेंबर दैट मूवी रजनीकांत का शिवाजी द बॉस उसमें दे गो टू दैट म्यूजिक स्टोर द वेयर द लेडी ही लव्स वर्क्स एंड ही लाइक जा पहले आटा दो क्या मुंह से अरे द बेस्ट पार्ट इज देयर इज दैट गून हु कम्स इन एंड उसका बाल वो रेड रहता है इज लाइक इसके सर पे पान कौन थूका
अच्छा ठीक है
दीज आर द थ्री रीजंस व्हाई
एक्चुअली कन्विंस्ड मी
यू
भाई भाई फिर तो वो रैश होएगा तो तू इतना स्क्रैच करेगा फिर क्या करेगा तू फिर उसका
अली वर्दी
अरे नहीं ये कैसा रीजन
है सो गाइस देयर वाज दिस बॉय आसिफ अली मुल्ला खान हू यूज्ड टू कॉल अली वर्दी इन आवर क्लास नाउ रुशद एक्चुअली गॉट टू एक्सप्लेन व्हाई वी डिड दैट
बिकॉज़ आई डोंट नो सो वी यूज्ड टू हैव हिस्ट्री एज अ सब्जेक्ट राइट 8th ग्रेड हिस्ट्री सो I think one day in one of these chapters in history, there was a king called Ali Wardi, and we found it pretty funny that Ali Wardi and Ali Mulla almost seemed like long lost brothers to us. No offense to anybody, but like, and Asif had this terrible habit of scratching himself.
He scratched the whole
for no
time.
Reason, for no reason, he'd just scratch his body in class. And he'd make weird noises. He'd make noises like that. So we were doing a chapter in history and we used to call Asif Scratcher for some reason. It's 8th grade, guys. Don't judge us. But yeah, and then I don't know how, but that chapter had Ali Wardi in it and the name stuck and we used to call him Ali Wardi Scratcher.
Hey, Ali Wardi! Papa!
Guys, I think Jazz has convinced you all not to use prickly heat powder this summer. So, all the best with all the itching.
I think you know what you should use in place of prickly heat powder?
What?
Aata!
Aata?
Beta, aisa kude jaisa chehra mere saamne mat laya karo tum.
मेरे को तुम्हारा चेहरा बिल्कुल पसंद नहीं है, बहुत गंदा चेहरा है तुम्हारा।
अब तुम्हारा साले जाड़े पेड़ जैसा जो चेहरा है,
तुम्हारा जो ऐसा नहीं छोड़ो, तुम तुम्हारा गंदा है चेहरा, बिल्कुल पसंद नहीं है। Okay, so guys, our second segment, we bring a little science to you today. Cassini, the spacecraft sent out by NASA almost 19 years ago to do a bit of a study of the planet Saturn, has very recently taken a dive into the rings of Saturn and has sent back pretty stunning images of how Saturn's so-called mysterious rings look like. It is considered to be quite the achievement. And also, NASA has said that on September 15 this year, Cassini will enter Saturn's atmosphere and finally get destroyed. So 19-year journey will be coming to an end this year, guys. A big achievement.
Now there's a reason for this, and that is because Cassini has run out of fuel.
Right, and till September 15th, there's a plan of 22 dives which will send back pretty vital information regarding Saturn and its atmosphere and the way it functions. So it's quite a jump in the scientific and the astronomic world for us. Right now, when we think about it, NASA has gone quite ahead taking astronomy and our study of planets.
That doesn't matter, even India did that, yaar. We had the Mangalyaan.
That is true, but like...
We had that other thing also, you remember that, I think some 104 satellites one,
but
and then like people went crazy.
Yeah man, but वो तो वैसे ही हो गया।
या तो वैसे adjust करना ही
पड़ता है। What fit इतना must no adjust. So like हाँ, and so basically what India had done is 104 satellites had been sent to space at one time together. Now it was one main satellite and 103 nano satellites. That is the equivalent of our school days, which is one boy going to ask a girl out and 103 of his friends going with
together.
Him. भाई भाई अच्छा है तू कर लेगा ये वो मैं करूँ क्या तेरे लिए बात।
Even we did that. You were my wingman in school, यार।
अरे, we don't need to talk about that here, man. So yeah, it's like that. It's the equivalent of that. It's the equivalent of a Rajdhani platter for one guy, 104 dishes in one big platter. So yeah, it's doing big things and adjusting is in the Indian blood. So I guess like it's gonna be a while before like we can really
listen. So Cassini, you know, like the name itself sounds so nice, Cassini. You know? And Cassini is in space,
right? And I read that Cassini, the spacecraft was named after a 17th century French Italian astronomer. If I'm not, his name is Giovanni Domenico Cassini. So if you consider India that way, our aircrafts will be named, what will they be?
छत्रपति शिवाजी
छत्रपति शिवाजी अंतरिक्षयान
डूड छत्रपति शिवाजी इज डेफिनेटली श्योर बिकॉज दे नेम एवरीथिंग छत्रपति शिवाजी
एयरपोर्ट
सीएसटी स्टेशन एवरीथिंग इज छत्रपति शिवाजी यार बट व्हाट आई वाज सेइंग इज के हमारा जो मंगलयान गया है
बोलना
ठीक है
yeah, right.
उसका जब कसीनी जैसा डेथ डाइव होगा
हाँ.
तो उसको क्या बुलाएंगे द कसीनी Death. You know, the destruction of Cassini is called its death dive.
Right.
What will the death dive of the Mangalyaan be called?
नहीं पता यार, रुक, सोचने दे.
मंगलयान की पांडुपकी.
अबे पांडुपकी होता क्या बोल रहा तू?
सही है.
मेरे को तुम्हारा इनफॉरमेशन बिल्कुल पसंद नहीं है. तुम्हारा इनफॉरमेशन भी तुम्हारे चेहरे जैसा कूड़ा है. तुम ना लालत है तुम्हारे
तुम कसीनी तुम जाओ डेथ डाइव करो
नहीं नहीं तुम
पान डुबकी मारो
तुम निकल जाओ दफा हो जाओ मेरे नजर से तुम बिल्कुल पसंद नहीं है
Veteran actor Vinod Khanna, you know, the superstar, passed away, unfortunately, on the 27th of April.
Due to cancer.
He had bladder cancer. He was admitted to one of the Reliance hospitals. And I remember even seeing this really frail picture of him.
Of him, right.
It had gone viral on the media.
Quite a contrast from his...
I know. In the beginning, they had said that he had some kind of dehydration.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, after he passed away, the hospital gave a statement as to, you know, he had bladder cancer. He was being treated for that.
Right.
And there was a lot of uproar and people were really sad with the news. We have an exclusive interview from one of Vinod sir's closest friends, Kabir Bedi, coming up. But before that, we would just like to remember, you know, some of his very memorable films.
There are many come to mind, such as Khoon Pasina, the original Hera Fairy, and of course, Amar Akbar Anthony. I mean,
dude,
if you've not seen Amar Akbar Anthony, well...
तो मुर्दे हो.
And yes, even Parvarish.
Parvarish was very nice. Parvarish is basically Rushal and my story. जहाँ पे एक बंदा you know सही राह पर चलकर पुलिस वाला बनता है, वहीं दूसरा उसी राह पर चलकर चोर बनता है.
Like you.
नहीं
उल्टा साले. No man.
We did talk to Mr. Bedi. We spoke to him about you know how his relation was with Vinod sir. We spoke to him about his memorable experiences. Recently, this is what had happened at Vinod sir's funeral. So a lot of Bollywood celebrities had arrived to pay their last respects at the funeral. Rishi sir was there. Amitabh sir was there. Even Udit Narayan sir was there. Chunky Pandey was there. Arjun Rampal was there. Abhishek Bachchan was there. A lot of them were there. But
Bachpan.
It's not Bachpan. Come on, man. It's, we're serious here. So the same evening, Priyanka Chopra had hosted a party
for the success of Baywatch her
film.
Upcoming film, Baywatch.
And stars like Rekha, Sophie Chaudhary, Kangana Ranaut, all of these stars were there. And Rishi sir was there at both these events. Rishi sir tweeted in the evening saying that he was very sad that a lot of stars attended Priyanka's party but did not attend Vinod sir's funeral. Right. Which is fair enough because you know, morally, it's right to pay your last respects to a person.
Such a great, yes.
You know, and he has done a lot, you know.
Right.
So, we spoke to Mr. Kabir Bedi. He gave us his views on what Rishi sir said. And here we have it.
Rishi ji's tweet on Twitter about stars not attending Vinod sir's funeral, but attending Priyanka Chopra's party the same evening. So, do you think Priyanka's party should have been cancelled or taken place in the first place? Because Bahubali premieres were cancelled. So, do you think it was okay for her to still continue the party?
No, I think the two things are entirely separate. I have no problem with attending Priyanka's party and celebrating her success. But I do feel that more people from the industry, especially the stars, should have attended Vinod's funeral. But I don't think Priyanka's party is a completely different thing.
Okay. So Rishi Ji tweeted that people weren't at the party. He called the younger generation stars chamchas for attending Priyanka's party. What is your take on that?
No, I regard these two as completely separate things. Each has their own time and place. One has nothing to do with the other. But I do feel people should have attended Vinod's funeral. More people should have attended.
Do you think it was morally right for people not to attend Khannaji's funeral but attend Priyanka's party?
You know, like I said, they're separate issues. I have no problem with people attending Priyanka's party. Life has to go on. But I do feel that they should have come to Vinod's funeral.
Like being the last rites of a person, I mean, wouldn't it have been, you know, more moral for them?
No, I have no moral issues here. It's not a moral issue. It's one of respect, that's all. I see them separate issues.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Sure.
So guys, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. You need to tell us about how you like the first episode. If you haven't heard that, please go back and listen to the first episode because that's a lot of fun.
And guys, well, if you liked it, you can share it with your friends. Leave a comment on our SoundCloud page. And do follow us on Instagram. Our Instagram handles are @scrambledjazz, scrambled as in eggs and jazz as in this idiot. And @Rushil_Mullick, RUSHIL_MULLICK. That was all for this week. We're making good progress somewhere. We cannot share with you right now. Guys, do keep
in eventually touch. Will. It's big things are happening
big
right
things
now.
Are happening
okay.
Right now.
So, keep listening. Stay tuned.
And ciao.
Okay, bye.